my goal is to make sure that motorsport remains relevant to Porsche. Motorsport is and should be also in the future a very important part of our DNA. We made some good steps already, but there's far more to come.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello, welcome to the latest episode of Inside E, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by a very special guest. None other than Thomas Ladenbach, Vice President, Porsche Motorsport. Thomas, a warm welcome to you. Thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to our chat. So let's get started, because you've been involved in motorsport for a very long time. You joined Porsche back in 1998. So I would love to know where the passion for motorsport comes from.
Well, looking into my family, I had absolutely no connection to motorsport. But when I was in school, there was a teacher and he had to do with it. And one day I got a ticket for free, and it was for the, I think it was called the TT World Championship. It was motorcycle racing. And from that day on, the fascination was there. And so that's also the reason why I started with motorcycle racing myself. Yes, and then after finishing university, I decided not to ride myself anymore. And that's then that was the day where I came to car racing. And yeah, later on then with Porsche.
So with your passion, making that transition from two wheels to four wheels, right?
Absolutely right.
Now, since October time, you, of course, took over from Fritz Enzinger, who's led the racing department of Porsche to so many successes since 2011. But how do you see your mission now as Vice President of Porsche Motorsport? What are the ambitions and the goals, would you say?
Well, as you already mentioned, I mean, looking at what Fritz has achieved, it's probably not the easiest thing to do, but I basically want to carry on with what Fritz started. And if I look into the future, for sure we are facing some challenges. If you look at overall electrification, we really want to bring that into motorsport, not only at top level, also in customer level. We got the whole transition in front of us. We announced that we want to go back to Le Mans to fight for overall victories, but in a completely different environment, if you look at how the rules are in LMDH with balance of performance. So there are various things to do, and I can't imagine a better challenge or a better job than being head of Porsche Motorsport.
Well, Thomas, motorsport has without question evolved during recent years, especially following the birth, if you like, of Formula E. Wouldn't you agree?
If you look at the past, looking at the powertrain, it was clear that we had combustion engines in various specifications, but it was always a combustion engine, and also for me as an engineer, extremely interesting times, because we try to bring in new technologies. We try to it's really that we want to stay relevant for the automotive industry, and therefore we have to make this transition. And my goal is to make sure that motorsport remains relevant to Porsche. We want to give a contribution to the company, and therefore we have to be relevant. That's really something that is very important to me, because especially for a company like Porsche, motorsport is and should be also in the future a very important part of our DNA.
Yeah, I mean, the legacy, the whole sporting legacy of Porsche is a long and successful legacy. And Thomas, you touched on it very briefly about going electric, but when we think of the birth, shall we say, of Formula E, what do you think are the similarities and differences of Formula E compared to other motorsport series?
Well, similarities, I would say it's still racing. It's still about crossing the finish line first. It's still a competition, but yet it's different. It's a different format. It's just a different thing from how you approach the whole thing. I mean, we are racing in cities, which I think is great. It's about energy control. It's about energy management, which we do not have in many other series. So there are many similarities. It's really about efficiency. It's a very close racing. But it is still a competition, and that's the most important point.
Which is something that Porsche thrive. And Thomas, talking about Porsche's involvement specifically in Formula E, I'd love to get your thoughts and your views in terms of Porsche and the prospects for the team's third season within this wonderfully fantastic and successful championship.
Yeah, if I look into the upcoming season, I'm thrilled that we have a few new races, new cities, which we will be visiting. That's one thing which I really like. We have some changes in the format, especially thinking about qualifying, which I also think is a really good step into the right direction. And yes, looking at our team, for sure, for us the goal must be to win races. And in the end, we want to be able to fight for the championship. I think that's clear. If you enter a series with our brand, that must be the goal.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You think of Porsche and you think of victories. And what do you expect as well from the Gen 3 era? Because I'd love to get your thoughts on that.
I would say the Gen 3 era is evolves what happened so far. I think interesting challenges also for the team because, you know, we will have fast charging, which is relevant to what happens on the road, which is very relevant to our road car development. And yes, also that we have a driven front axle. So I think there are a lot of changes, which makes it even more interesting. And probably at the first stage, we won't see such a close range of performance as we have it now, because there are changes from the technology side. So I would expect that probably a few more differences, which might then close up in the second or third season of Gen 3.
In terms of Porsche's commitment, how long is Porsche committed to be involved in specifically Formula E?
Well, we clearly said that we want to do the Gen 3, and so far we are absolutely committed, including season 10. But it doesn't mean that we have any decision to step out after season 10. It just means, and that's normal in a big company, is that you have a permission up to a certain time. So clearly season 10, and then we'll see how we carry on. That's just too early to say.
I think it's a case of watch this space, isn't it? Because also, I'd love to take this opportunity to chat to you about the overall vision and picture of Porsche's involvement in motorsport, because it's no secret that the Volkswagen Group and Porsche is considering an F1 entry in 2025. So what needs to happen to make this a reality?
That's difficult to say for me. I think that, yeah, because I mean I'm definitely not the one to decide. I think it has been already said that there need to be some ingredients about the rules, about the costs. But yes, for me I'm the wrong one to talk about any possible decision. So this is something we will have to wait and see.
Yeah, I guess it depends on, as you say, what you've alluded to, circumstances, and see how things kind of progress in years to come. But other stuff, I'd love to talk to you about, and it's something you mentioned earlier in our chat about the LMDH program 2023. And for any of our listeners who perhaps don't know what LMDH is, it's of course a type of sports prototype race car. So how are those preparations going on? You touched on it a short while ago, but things going well?
Yes, so far so good. I mean, it's a very tough schedule. So the guys at home are really working hard to make it happen. And we are still heading to get a rollout before Christmas this year.
That's really exciting news. I mean, are there any other racing series that Porsche is looking into? Because it's a very comprehensive program, isn't it, already?
Yeah. We are looking, I would say, into nearly or in many series just to know what's going on, to see what might be interesting for us. Right now, there is a clear commitment. If you really look at factory sport, that's Formula E, that's LMDH. And of course, we are looking at all others. But so far, more just to see what's going on and probably to decide later on if we might join or not. But clearly, so far, clear commitment to the two series which I just mentioned.
The success, the sporting heritage of Porsche is just such an exciting time. But I'd love to get your thoughts today about what the long-term strategy of Porsche Motorsport looks like.
Yeah, I would say the long-term strategy is we want to do motorsport. I know, to go a little bit more into the details, I mean, for sure, Le Mans is something very interesting for us because that's a part of our heritage. But it's far more than that. It's like we want to push further electrification. We want to bring it not only to the top motorsport, also in customer sport. So we will further push, or we want to further push also esports, because, let's say, the virtual part is in the meantime a part of our life. And so this should also be the case in motorsport. And not only looking at top motorsport, at factory sport, don't forget that our basis is customer sport. We have a huge organization really taking care of customer sport, starting from club sport level, looking at our one make series up to real professional and highly competitive GT sport. So this will be something that we will see in the next years, and I hope we will see it for forever. That's really what I wish.
I have to say, it's fascinating to get your insight and some just points that I want to kind of draw from what you said there. Le Mans, I always think of Porsche because the success has been unbelievable. One of the most iconic races in motorsport history.
Oh, yes. And don't forget, I mean, once we return to Le Mans to fight for overall victories with the LMDH, I mean, we are heading for the 20th victory for the brand, which I think is just outstanding.
Yeah, really thrilling prospect there. And as you said, virtual, because, you know, the last 2 years or so, we've all had to adapt in all our different industries and sectors, and the popularity stakes of virtual racing has been unbelievable, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to say, probably not something that I grew up with, but if I look at my kids, I mean, for them, it's totally normal, and it's a part of what they're used to. The virtual part of motorsport will be, let's say, it will be a clear part of what we have at Porsche Motorsport in the future. I think we have to adapt to that, even if probably something like me, who is told for that, I don't know. it will belong. It will belong to Porsche Motorsport. It will belong to Porsche to motorsport in general, and so we are prepared to take care of that.
I think the key word, Thomas, is adapting, because as I've already alluded to, the last 2 years has been challenging in all different industries. But what is your standpoint now on the current situation in motorsport? Do you think that the future looks brighter?
I hope so. I mean, I hope so. I mean, you're clearly referring to the pandemic which we are all in, and looking back, tough times, but I think we managed well. And so, yes, I think the future looks brighter. At least I hope so. And I think we learned a lot. I mean, just to pick one point is, I mean, we really learned to work remote. I mean, we use that for races. Some of the guys who in the past we would always have sitting at the racetrack are now sitting at home in a observation room and supporting. And I think these are great steps belonging to the digital future, which we're looking at. So, we adapt to new possibilities. And I think this special situation, which we were in the last months, also gave us a big boost to push new solutions forward.
Well, I guess challenges can often be seen as opportunities, which is kind of what you're referring to.
Absolutely.
And as you say with the team, I guess there are positives that can be taken from it in terms of the approach to certain things, in terms of economic, right, environmental or social trends.
Right. Right. Yeah, I fully agree. And challenging times always give you the possibility to learn, always give the pressure to improve things because you have to. And I think that's something that we also did at Porsche and at Porsche Motorsport. I think we made a huge step and this will help us in the future.
Talking about the future, I'd just love to get your thoughts about the vision, because you've mentioned the significance of electric motorsport, and I guess that's very much part of Porsche's DNA moving forward, with Formula E kind of being the top cherry on the cake, so to speak, isn't it, in terms
right.
of the plan?
Yeah, I mean, we clearly don't want to be a fast follower. I mean, we want to be the ones to push it forward, and Formula E is one of the things, because Formula E right now is the most competitive all-electric series. I think that's clear. So this is one part. But we also, if you look at what we have announced or what we have shown in the Munich Auto Show this year with the Mission R, that was clearly a strong commitment to bring new technologies, to bring electrification, to bring sustainability to our sport. And so our goal is really to be the first ones, to be the ones to push it, and to steer it into the right direction.
And I guess to lead the way, because I'm feeling your energy and enthusiasm, and you're clearly really excited about the future of motorsport.
Absolutely. No, I am, because I think we are living in exciting times, and we have a certain freedom and we have a possibility really to create and to work on the future. And I think that's important because, as I said earlier on, my goal would be that if we would sit together in 10 years' time, we sit together and say, look, motorsport is still there. Motorsport is still a very, very big part of the brand. It's still something that brings benefit. This is really the goal. And therefore, we have to push it. And therefore, we have to give the right direction to the motorsport, to the sport that we love. And that's clearly what we have to do. And we are prepared to do it. And I think we made some good steps already, but there's far more to come.
I think it's a case of watch this space. And it really is exciting times. And I can really feel your passion. And what a time to be involved. Well, Thomas, it's been absolutely fascinating to speak to you today. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat and get your insight. I wish you all the best in your role, but thank you for joining me on Inside E.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure and you're more than welcome. Thanks a lot.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.